Thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily today. I'm Charlotte Kamit. And in the New Testament, Jesus was famous for teaching in parables. And in Matthew 13, he shares the parable of the sower because he says that some people are not able to see and hear and accept the things of the Spirit because they don't understand. And they don't understand because they don't open their eyes and ears with humility and allow the Spirit to teach them the doctrine of Christ. Or they let pride keep them from accepting the Lord's chosen servants when they try to teach these things to the world. There's a new Mormon message out now called Eyes to See and Ears to Hear, about how the Savior taught his people to learn and apply his teachings by the way that they live their lives. Producer Dan LaPre is here with us today to talk about it. Thanks, Dan, for coming.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
So I really liked this film. I liked that it was done in an interesting artistic style. Can you talk a little bit about why that choice was made?
Well, there's a lot of times as producers of this kind of stuff where we have to do the same thing over and over again. It's like, how many times can we show someone kneeling down at a bedside to pray or opening up their scriptures? And it's like, we've done that so many times, it becomes so ingrained in just normality that sometimes it's fun to step outside the box and try and do something different that visually creates something that people are interested in while they listen to some teachings that then kind of touch their heart. And so this, the attempt was, let's not just do the same thing over and over again. Let's try something new with what would be normal video B-roll and turn it into a still image, but still give it kind of three dimensions and moving through the image. And actually there's a craze going around right now, right, where people go to a store and they hold their position and move like an iPhone camera
the
around
mannequin it. Challenge.
The mannequin
yeah.
challenge. Yeah. So this is kind of like, I wish
the
I
Bible video mannequin challenge.
Yeah, it's the Bible video mannequin challenge. I wish I would have released it 2 months ago because we've had this concept for months and it would have been a precursor. Now it's kind of like, oh, they're doing the Bible video mannequin challenge. But
yeah,
you know, it's not quite that extensive because it is definitely two-dimensional art. Mm-hmm. We basically took a still image of a Bible video or a still image of a modern day kind of representation of a priesthood ordination or a blessing. And then we layered that out and made it so that the camera moves through it. And so it's just kind of a trick. It looks a little bit 3D because images move, but it's not really 3D. And it's kind of like a painting or artistic. And we just wanted to do that. And Christ taught in parables, which were really stories. And so we wanted to make this artistic enough that people saw it as a representation of Christ or a representation of something that happened in real life, but that it looks almost surreal or kind of different and artistic and beautiful in its own kind of way while they listen to the words of him talk about opening your eyes and your ears to things that maybe aren't always easily understood or maybe require faith to understand.
Right. And I like that it was done in a different way because it makes you pay attention in a new way too. You notice different aspects of those images from Bible videos that we've all seen or images, like you said, of people praying or reading their scriptures that we've all seen. For me, it really made the message of the film come out a little bit more as it's talking about a parable. And it was taken by the script of the video is taken from a talk given by Elder Kim B. Clark in a conference talk. And I like the point that he made here that Christ's believers, the people who chose to believe him, they still struggled and they were still confused by his teachings and their lives weren't perfect, but they still chose to believe at the end of the day. And it's something that their prideful counterparts weren't able to do, was to believe in Christ. And why do you think that's an important principle to be shared at this time through the Mormon Messages avenue?
Well, I tell my kids all the time when they complain about things or say this isn't fair, I say, welcome to Earth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's reality. Mm-hmm. You're a Mormon? Good for you. Guess what? You still have problems.
Yeah.
Well, you're a Catholic? Okay. You know what? You're not any different than anybody else in that you're not exempt from what happens to people in life. And so it's important for us to kind of understand that just because you're always trying to do things right, like Job did, doesn't mean you're not going to have problems. Now, I don't know what anyone's problems are going to be, but I know what mine are. And I know that Christ is important to me in the sense that, you know, his parables teach us, but the reality of his teachings are what are important. And if we can just have enough faith to open up our eyes and see that, or our ears to hear and understand what he meant, then we might be able to at least understand a way where we can, you know, find it in ourselves to allow him to save us.
Well, and I think the reality is life is hard either way, whether you're a believer, whether you're a Christian, or whether you're not. But when you do follow the teachings of Jesus Christ, you have this eternal guidance, so that when it does get hard, you kind of, you know what to do, or you know where you can, you know the source that you can access for comfort and peace and direction. And if you choose not to believe and difficult things happen to you, you don't have that. And I love that. I love that Christ is able to provide that for his followers because he loves them and he doesn't want us to be lost and confused in the world.
Well, let's not forget it's called the plan of happiness, right?
Right.
And so if we can't find a way to be happy, and if we don't have the faith or the beliefs needed to find that happiness, even when we struggle or having issues or trials or struggling with depression or whatever else life might deal to us that's not fair, then we need that perspective that might be hard to understand. And that comes through really just being humble enough to open our eyes and our ears to really look at what's out there from a spiritual perspective and what Christ's teachings are and kind of accept him in our lives.
And along with that, Elder Clark, I love this, he shares that as Christians, we don't need to be perfect now, but we do need to try and be good and trust that the Spirit will open our eyes to the things we need to be aware of, and that the Spirit will also enhance our efforts to be better if we first believe. And it's definitely, this whole video is a really timely message. There's a lot of people who are struggling with faith, who are struggling with knowing just with the state of the world, is God really there? Does he still really communicate with us? Does he still care? Does he still want us to be guided in the things that we do? What other insights or life lessons did you pick up as you were creating the film?
Well, like you said, I think it is timely and important for people that are in this upcoming generation to consider. And that's the scary thing. In fact, I just was talking with some people from a different country who have struggled in history, and they happen to be from Italy, but they're looking at their country right now, like we're looking at our country going, what's going on? And just the way they've been treated and what's happened to them, no one, I mean, this person from Italy was saying, like, look, nobody here believes in religion at all anymore. The young people growing up just don't even care about it. It's not even something that they're interested in. And that's scary. Because at one point, you know, obviously there was all kinds of religion around the world, but it seems like no matter where you look, even with deep-rooted histories of religion, that people are shying away from it now, and it's not important. And the precepts of men are becoming important and overshadowing anything spiritual. And that's scary, because what happens, we know what happens if you read the Book of Mormon. And I see that kind of parallel happening with
when people fall away.
Yeah, life today and pride cycle and all that stuff. We're in the midst of it right now, and we're watching history repeat itself. And so unless we can open up our eyes and our ears to see and hear respectively, we're going to struggle even more than what we would without that. And so I hope that people can listen to this, and even myself listen to it, and find ways to continue to be happy in a world that's struggling, and do our best to help others to open up their ears and eyes to hear and see also, so that they can be happy, and that we can try and help just society continue to try and be better instead of falling down this landslide of awfulness, which we kind of see all around us.
And I think having your eyes opened and your ears open to see and hear is all about just being aware of the world around you too, being aware of the Spirit, being aware of God's love and his reality for you. I mean, I, having recently suffered a personal tragedy, I know that I wouldn't have been able to get through it without that knowledge, without being aware that God's evidences of his love and his blessings are all around me. And if I chose to ignore those or just not pay attention to those things, I'd be a lot more miserable of a person. And it would be, I think I'd think a lot more just what's the point of doing anything that I'm doing right now? There's no, you know, I'd feel like there's no end goal. There's no purpose for all of this. But with God, when you work with him, he makes everything that you do more. And I like in the video, Elder Clark doesn't leave us hanging here. He tells us how we can open our eyes and our ears. He says we need to pray in faith, to search the scriptures, not just read the scriptures, to keep the Sabbath day holy, to partake of the sacrament, go to the temple, and to help other people come closer to Christ. Because I think your video just invites people to pattern their lives in a different way. Well, so it was great.
I hope that's true. I'm in a small story from my daughter who has a friend that isn't active in church, and she's like 6 years old. My daughter's five.
Oh, wow.
And someone died that she knows, her grandfather or somebody, and she was really sad and just didn't really know how to deal with it, because it's like that person's gone now. And my daughter said, well, isn't it great that Jesus died for us and he was resurrected and that one day we'll be resurrected too?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that girl didn't have that perspective from the teachings in her home, but a little friend was able to open up her eyes a little bit to help her think that, wow, that's amazing. And if that's mm-hmm. true, then there's hope.
Yeah.
And hopefully we can all just gather that hope by feeling that from others and other things that we learn and having our eyes open and our ears open so that we can eventually find the true happiness that only exists through following the teachings of Jesus Christ.
That's wonderful. It's a really, really great film and a great message. Thank you for being here and sharing your thoughts with us today, yeah. Dan.
No problem. Thank you.
Be sure to watch the newest Mormon message entitled Eyes to See and Ears to Hear, and that's available now on mormonchannel.org. We're going to close with a quote from Elder Clark's talk that is referenced in the video, and he says, if we will look to Christ and open our eyes and our ears, the Holy Ghost will bless us to see the Lord Jesus Christ working in our lives. Simple obedience brings the Spirit into our hearts. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.